Take a good deep breath. So the music that I picked is not typical Mirab music, but also it doesn't have to be loud and driving. It's got a little bit of sensuality to it. I want to ask you to feel into this fire, the fire of Keiko. Deep within, it's there. It's that thing that says, only the freedom. Nothing else matters. No excuses. No compromises. No holding back. Keiko. I want you to just feel for a moment how much you've covered this up. This fire, this passion. And then, instead of just thinking about it, I ask you to make a choice, a decision, a clear, focused decision. Are you going to ready to let deep inner longing, this Keiko, this desire for freedom, come into your life, and then let yourself feel it. Thank you. fire within, burning deep passion within, a longing, an insatiable thirst within. It's a passion. But it can be a fire that doesn't burn, fire that doesn't destroy, a fire of transmutation out of complacency into passion, a fire that moves the energy that's been stuck for so very long, a fire that burns through the mind but without burning up the mind, a fire that opens things that have been closed for a long time, a cool fire when needed to be cool, a hot fire when it needs to be hot. Keiko could be passion, can feel like anger at times, but it's focus, it's real. Keiko at times can seem like a raging storm, but in reality, it's also a gentle, light rain shower. Keiko can seem there is so much passion, but without the need for power. So much energy, so much desire, but no greed. Simply that desire to live and to feel and to be free in doing so. How easy it is for one who walks the spiritual path to get filled with complacency. How easy it is for one on their way to enlightenment to distract themselves, delude themselves, deceive themselves, forget that fire that's deep within, that longing. Longing what some of you would call the longing to go back home, but it's really the longing to be home, to be your home. How easy it is to get covered over by all of the rules and the controls and the perceptions of life. How easy it is to negotiate yourself away from enlightenment. Masters, the few masters who've come before you, have all gone through this experience, thinking, believing, perceiving that they were on the path. And indeed, to a degree, they were. But along the way, they turned that beautiful spiritual path into a very human road. All the time thinking they were still traveling a spiritual path until something so drastic, so enormous had to come into their life. And it wasn't an outside hand or being or entity that came in totally shook their life up. It was their own Keiko, that deep inner desire. I had to rip them away from their complacency, away from their delusions, away from their, you could say, a laziness. A Keiko. Keiko doesn't care. Doesn't care whether you're still incarnate in a physical body. Doesn't care how much money or how many problems you have. Doesn't care. All the whinings and the rantings of the human. Keiko is that passion. Passion of the soul to feel and experience itself. Not to be interfered with by that little human breath, not to be controlled by these aspects that know not what they truly want. Keiko is a fire that is eternal. You've done a grand job in suppressing it, ignoring it, turning your back from it, but it's still there. as much as it can be. That very hot flame, very chaotic. It can also be the cool flame. It can also be its own gentleness. It could also be its own gift. Your Keiko is asking you right now. This deep longing within is asking if you're ready to move forward now. Ready to move forward even beyond reality and perceptions. Ready to move into your deep truth. Take a moment to feel. It's there. Are you ready to do whatever it takes? Flame or the cool flame. It doesn't care, whatever it takes. Just a matter of you making a choice. You're making a choice. You're ready to bring back this passion. Ready to open it up.